While you listen to Bet Cozzy and Limo, imagine you were laying poolside in the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery's $3 million Somerton Park home. Yep, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Homelottery.com.au. Bet Cozzy and
Limo. SAFM. I spent some time out at the farm yesterday, which was great. I just love being around the animals. And I took my recorder out there and I wanted to play a little bit of a game with you, Lima.
Recorder,
as
in the musical instrument.
Sometimes I sit on the hay bales and play to them for hours. The pigs love it.
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns. You mean your noise recording machine?
I have told you guys that I feed my free-range pigs apples, and I could sit there for a half an hour and feed them apple after apple.
Do they have a preference? Do they love a jazz apple over a pink lady or a royal gala? What's that?
They don't care. Yeah. And funny, because it's been raining, I throw the apples, and if they don't catch it, it lands in the mud, and they eat it straight out of the mud, which I find, you're eating dirt.
Yum.
Anywho, while I was out there, I recorded some sounds. Now, this is going to be very simple. I want you guys to guess what farm animal is this. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
First in with the name is your buzzer. Okay, you ready? Okay, first noise.
Lima.
Go.
Yep.
I reckon.
It's easy.
That's a cow.
Well done.
Cow. Yeah,
well
thank
done.
You.
Yep. Okay.
Let's check the scores. Lima won Beck nil.
I didn't know it was a speed bet.
Yes.
You're so competitive.
Most
it's
quizzes
really
and
annoying.
Games are based on speed to some degree. Second noise.
Beck.
Yes.
That's a chicken.
Simple. That takes us to one all.
Don't call me simple.
Is it a rooster or a...
It's a rooster.
It's a rooster.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to accept his answer. Yeah.
I don't see gender.
It's a non-binary farm bird.
He actually identifies as a duck, if we want to be completely honest about that animal. I continued to walk around the farmhouse and I thought, okay, who else can I record here? What other animals have I got? And I went into one of the sheds and I recorded this. Now, just listen very carefully.
Yeah.
What animal is this?
Limo?
Yes, Limo.
God, it sounds drunk. Do your alpacas drink?
Yeah, it's not an alpaca.
It's not an alpaca.
No, you're close. No. But it has got long legs.
I have heard it before. I reckon I saw one of those on Bondi Vet once.
What's that? You need to hear it one more time.
Yeah, please.
Okay, be very quiet. That's the wrong one.
Did you do that?
Okay, no, I didn't.
Be very, very quiet. Okay, shush.
Is it some kind of bird? I just can't put my finger on that
there
one.
There you go. All right.
It sounds very familiar.
That was Beck just laughing in a live read the other day. I thought I'd play it.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Guys, I had a shocker on the weekend in the West Lakes Westfield car park.
Yep.
It might be my worst car parking.
Don't you have a shocker every weekend, every day in car parks?
Not good with parking.
Before we go on, can we just revisit for
of
a
course.
Moment?
Oh, you've got a montage. Of course you do.
Your poor car parking journey on this show.
Please. Guys, every morning you watch me attempt to get into my car park downstairs on Franklin Street.
Oh, it's a sport. Sometimes I just love seeing how long it takes you to park.
There are mornings where Cos and I will stand either side of the park and just watch you go back and forth.
I argue it's not a regulation size car park.
I tell you who would argue. The poor bastard that has to park next to you every day.
Know,
you eat on
yellow
his
line.
Side.
I know.
I'll tell you who would argue. The white line that you parked on and the white line that you're 6 feet away from.
How
on the
can
other
you get
side?
Out of your car and realise you're so encroaching into the other car park?
I have genuine car park anxiety. And as a result, there's only two or three that I will park in the city because I know them.
And can I tell you something? You make car parks very anxious as well.
You have to go and find the pay station. Or there's humans in some of them. I parked in Target the other day. There's a person.
When you park in Target, that's a checkout chick. Not an actual park.
Okay. Mm. All right. I think I've taken the cake.
What's
I'm going to have to strike West Lakes Westfield off my list of places to park. So I was okay getting in and out of the actual physical car park.
Yep.
It was getting out of the car park. They've got boom gates there now. I don't like it when they put boom gates into a shopping
centre. It's not
center.
Very welcoming, is it?
Well, I don't think so.
They've got to make sure you've paid before you can leave.
Well, you get 2 hours free, so I didn't have to pay. It was really, really busy, and I was in a rush. I was shopping for Frankie's birthday party on the weekend, so I've been to Kmart and bought all the party gear. It was a bit under the pump. Okay, so I go
and
to leave.
To be fair, the boom gates can add up to 10 seconds to your trip.
Well,
waiting for the boom gate.
It was a busy time because there was a very long line lined up for the boom gate. And I was like, hang on a minute, what are these clowns doing? There are three boom gates to get out. Why is everyone lining up for this boom gate?
Oh,
I'm smarter than this.
Yeah.
So I go around to the middle boom gate.
Yeah.
And then I realize the two boom gates on the right are to get in.
To get in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm now stuck.
You're just waiting for a head on.
There's a car coming
towards
you?
Well, there wasn't. I thought, this is okay. But apart from the sheer embarrassment of everybody watching me cut the queue and then realising I was a complete
Were you in a Black
fool.
Thunder?
I'm like, it's okay. I've got enough room because I was in the middle one to do a 3-point turn.
Wow.
To get out. Just as I start my 3-point turn, two cars come in, one for either boom gate.
Of course they do.
And they're looking at me. They've taken their ticket. The boom gate's got up and I'm stuck.
You're there.
Across two lanes.
See, you could be in a 100-acre paddock right in the middle and there still wouldn't be enough room for you to do a 3-point turn.
The people doing the right thing are still looking at me.
Of course they
going
are.
Going, look at her. And Frankie's in the front seat going, Mum, embarrassing.
She's crawling under the front
and
seat.
And I'm not making eye contact with the other two drivers who are now looking at me to make my move because I'm blocking their entrance to the car park.
Right, so not only have they got a boom gate to deal with, they've got you to deal with as well. How long did it take? How many points?
Well, I didn't do the 3-point turn. I just did the reverse of shame.
Oh, wow.
I reversed, but then I had to reverse in front of all the people who I'd cut past to the front of the other boom gate.
They're like, oh, she's coming back.
So I reversed back to the end of the line.
I love that this story started with you saying, look at these idiots.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. I was sweating.
Yes.
And then I'm not a good reverser either. So as I reversed, I was kind of winding.
What are your strengths behind the wheel?
I'm consistently.
Consistency. Right.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
So one of my jobs is here, obviously, radio presenter with you guys. Yes, SFM breakfast show. Comedy as well is one of the things I do.
Yeah.
Occasionally I might pop up on the television doing something. But did you guys know that I'm also a very successful model?
Excuse me?
Okay.
Well, when I say very successful model, Harbour Town asked me if I'd pose for some photos, and I said yes.
Oh, yeah, righto.
This is, I believe, Coz, you might have done this role last year.
I did do it last year, and I thought that they were just hunting a plus-size model campaign. And
no, they still are.
They made me wear shorts, so I don't know if I'd do it again.
I didn't. Oh, no, I did wear shorts.
Did you?
In one of the photos,
you got
yes.
the pins out.
And it's in the lead-up to Father's Day. And anyway, it was a lot of fun. And as a thank you, they gave me some vouchers.
Oh, wow.
For Harbour Town, which is very kind of them. Mm-hmm. And I made the mistake, like an idiot, of thinking of my wife in that moment.
Oh, don't do that.
And I get the vouchers and I message Kel and I say, hey, I've got some vouchers for Harbour Town. You know, is there anything you'd like, anything we need for the house? Right? And now when I message Kel, she is with Gaynor, her mum.
Yeah.
And Gaynor's best friend, Cheryl. They're all three of them are sitting together. And Kel goes, yeah, absolutely. Hangs up the phone, and then I proceed to receive a string of text messages, requests. They've gone on the Harbour Town website, where, by the way, there's over 100 stores in Harbour Town.
Oh, shit.
Right?
There's only one convenient location.
Only one convenient location.
So what about parking, Limo?
There's plenty of parking, and a Macca's in the car park, Cos.
What?
So they go on, and they're getting websites. And they're screenshotting stuff. They're sending it through to me.
Even the mother-in-law's bestie.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
Oh, wow.
They're all sending me stuff. So I'm receiving. At one point there, I kind of did some mental maths. They'd sent me about three times the value of the vouchers in gear. And then I'm shopping. So I'm going, oh, God, all right. Have a look at this, Beck. Now, just scroll.
Just be careful with your camera roll there, mate.
Scroll left and tell people what you see.
Okay.
This is me trying to keep.
We have some Adidas slides, Adidas sneakers.
This is me taking
two
photos.
Three pairs of Adidas sneakers.
And sending them to Carol to say, is this pair okay?
High tops, low tops.
She's flicking through his camera. We have three photos of Tommy Lee.
Every shoe in the place.
Yeah. Wow.
Lots of different options. Colors. Yeah, that's overwhelming.
Yeah, and then I'm getting chastised. No, that's not the one.
Oh,
get
gosh.
The, and I'm walking. You know, Harbour Town's about a kilometre, by the way.
A kilometre of shops? All in one location?
All at discount prices?
Yes! The the choices are amazing.
You know what? I reckon I did a really bad job of modelling when I did the same thing as what you did last year. Because to thank me, they also gave me some shopping vouchers to Rundle Mall. Don't come
right,
here.
Okay. Anyway, my advice is if you get shopping vouchers, keep them to yourself. Go shopping. Don't tell anyone.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
The Cheap Seats is back on Channel 10 tonight at 8:30. And if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favour. This is a very funny show, Coz. I know you love it.
Massively funny, very, very well produced. And those two people that are on it, who I can't remember their names, will be very famous one day.
Indeed. It is Tim McDonald and Melanie Bracewell, mm-hmm. the two stars of the show. But they go over the news of the week mm-hmm. and just find all the funny vision that there is in and around the news, but here and overseas as well. They must review hundreds of hours of vision, but it's hilarious.
And we had a chat to Melanie Bracewell ahead of Cheap Seats being on the telly again tonight. She revealed that she is in a pretty quirky Facebook group.
There are loads of Facebook groups out there. We know that.
Absolutely, mate.
We
yeah.
know that.
Heaps.
Have you joined a plant Facebook group?
Oh, yeah, I have, because I've basically murdered every plant I've attempted to purchase. I just join the Facebook group so that I can ask people, like, what's the one that you're least likely to be able to murder in 5 minutes? But everyone on there is so aggressive. They're plant people, but they actually, I think, believe plants are people. And right. so if anyone has any question about, can I put this plant in a dark hallway, they go, no, you evil.
I feel like everyone's involved in a Facebook group that's kind of a little bit quirky or nerdy. Now, if you're listening right now, you might think, well, it's not nerdy to me because you obviously love it. But when you tell your friends about it, they go, that's a bit nerdy. Give us a call, 131060. What weird Facebook group are you a part of? We've got an SAFM hoodie to give away.
There are plenty of them out there. You're surely, Coz, you are in about 1,000 of them.
Oh, I love. You've been so many.
Maybe my favourite, the Snitzel Appreciation Society in South Australia. That's one I really love. That's got like 54,000 followers.
And congratulations, you've been appointed president of that society.
Thank you very much. This is my favourite, though. I love Backyard Poultry South Australia.
So what happens on Backyard Poultry?
Mate, we talk poultry. That's it. We talk poultry. I did a post on it the other day, which I'm always nervous about, like, posting on it because I don't want people to think I'm an idiot. And I just asked them about my guinea fowl.
So what was your question?
My question was about, like, guinea fowls. My guinea fowls are laying eggs, and about fertility this time of year, right. like what it would likely be. And also, are guinea fowls very good mothers? Turns out they're not.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
And that's what you got back on the Facebook group?
Yeah, it's really interesting because people on there are really smart.
Is it?
What's that? You want to hear the most recent post?
Please.
It's from Jessica. Hi, everyone. You might have seen my last post about the hen that we rescued. Sadly, she died.
Oh,
but there's a photo of a kid with a chicken.
That's
very cute. Dave in Williamstown, what's your group?
So I'm in a group that's called Dangerous Grinder Attachments, which has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with the Grinder app.
Yeah. Oh,
Dave.
Sure, Dave.
Hang on. So what? So Dave, okay, you had me worried there for a moment, Dave, that we're going to hear something rude on air.
No.
What is it?
Just people coming up with weird and wonderful and usually deadly attachments for grinders, as in like the workshop tool.
Yeah.
Right. How many in the group, Dave? Just you?
It gets less and less each day.
Well done,
Let's go to Manopara. Daniel's out there. Hey, Daniel, we're asking everybody, what's the weird Facebook group that they're in? What about you?
It's not exactly weird, but you're backing me up on this, Cozzy.
Right.
So it's Adelaide Burgers Lovers.
Oh.
So you go to a place, you love a burger, you post about it, and you give a review, and everyone goes and gets it.
Daniel, why wasn't I told sooner? Why wasn't I told?
And Daniel, what's your most recent post on the group?
Mine, it's Excovenience. I went to Excovenience not long ago, like Excovenience, like the servo, and they just burgers are just amazing. For a servo burger, it's great.
The word service station burger don't exactly get my tummy rumbling, but
it's like when you're out in the outback and you stop off at a servo and you look at it and you go, is that thing older than I am?
Right. I got
to
say,
to Limo's no.
The burgers between Alice Springs and Darwin and the service station are outstanding.
Oh, really?
No, I surveyed a lot of them. On our camper van holiday. We've brought the boss into the studio.
Morning.
Alex Flack. Hello.
You look handsome today.
Thank you.
She's got her fingers crossed. She doesn't mean that.
She's got a contract renegotiation.
Then I think the words you're looking for is very handsome.
Now, Flack, what is the...
Oh,
What is the nature of this outstanding and I'm sure incredibly interesting Facebook group that you're a part of?
I've got a couple. Lawn porn's a great one.
Oh, lawn porn's great.
Love lawn porn.
Well, okay. What?
Which, by the way, is just people that have got beautiful backyards, great lawn kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then you'll probably hear a theme here. Lego Collectors of Australia.
Yes.
Lego Buy, Swap and Sell. Ooh. And SB Lug, which is the Southern Brick Lego Users Group for just South Australia.
Oh.
Right. And how, and what sort of posts go up on these groups? Well, buy, swap and sell is obvious, but the others?
Oh, if Kmart's got a good special on Lego.
Oh, you get down there.
Get down there. Right, okay. Some good hints and tips and tricks for buying secondhand
Lego. Do you ever think you'll get married?
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Bec's Fit.
Oh, just in some breaking footy news that's all over my Twitter feed. Port Adelaide calling a press conference and it looks like it could be Robbie Gray announcing his retirement.
Wow. How old is he?
Hey, he's had a good career. He's been an amazing footballer. Oh,
hasn't he been good
anyway,
for the club?
Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that in the news. But first of all, some food storage tips. Of course, the cost of living soaring and the cost of groceries, things like lettuce, fruit and veg. So we all want to make sure we're not chucking food out. I hate throwing uneaten food out.
Me
drives
too.
Me mental.
I'd rather eat something half gone off than chuck it out. I think some farmers busted his clacker to make that. The least you can do is eat it before it goes off.
What about an egg? Some hen's busted her clacker getting that out. You don't want that to go off, do you? Well,
and isn't there an egg shortage at the moment?
Yeah. Do you know what? You can put eggs in the freezer, not just as they are because they'll explode. You can crack them and beat them, which sounds...
Right.
And then you can... Put them in a container,
and then
you
can bring them out. Just take them out and cook them.
And then you can take them out and make an omelette or scrambled eggs.
Yeah, right, disgusting.
Okay. I know.
I'd actually rather throw them out.
No, eggs go very quickly in my household. But here's a tip. Cucumbers. You know how cucumbers go all slimy in the back? Yep. They should actually be not in the fridge.
Who says?
The experts, the food experts.
Really? What do they know?
Tomatoes out of the fridge, which I always do, better for flavour.
Really? I keep tomatoes in the fridge.
No,
I feel like
they'll
last longer.
Apples in the fridge will last 69 to 77 days longer.
Yeah, always in the fridge.
Ours are on a little bowl on
the fridge.
I put them out on the bench because I hope that the kids will see them walk past and grab an apple.
Sure.
Doesn't really happen. If I bought biscuits, however.
Do you reckon fruit, though, when you're trying to get kids to eat fruit, I've always said the fruit needs to evolve a little bit. Like, how nice is like a Tim Tam or a bit of mint slice or something compared to, say, a bit of fruit. Like, fruit needs to lift its game and be more tasty.
I don't think... you're not helping.
No.
No, that's not... No.
You're not.
Well, I try and convince my son that an apple is more delicious than a biscuit.
Hey, you lie to your kid if you want to. Yeah. I won't.
All right, you're supposed to be on a diet, mate.
Yeah,
stay
tuned. Now I want a biscuit.
All right, it has been revealed that Scott Morrison swore himself into the health and finance portfolios during the pandemic, and he has admitted on radio this morning he did overlook telling Matthias Cormann, who was the finance minister at the time, that he was taking those duties from him, and it's just emerging. There's an inquiry into it. There might be more portfolios that he's signed himself into.
He's like a drunk kid in a candy shop. I'll have that one.
So, guys, I've got some news. I have just signed myself in to be the content director.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great.
And there'll be a thorough air check on the two of you this morning in my office, which I haven't got one yet, but I will have after the show.
You will have. Well, funny you should mention that because I've appointed myself this morning head of payroll. And there have been some changes.
I've always referred to my wife as the leader of the opposition.
You would be head of treasury. You'd be an excellent treasurer.
Yes. I like a budget.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. Anything else you'd appoint? To
no.
Cos head of treasury. I'm surprised. How did we get this far? And all of a sudden, I'm not the head of, I don't know.
Aging.
Yes.
Aged care.
Minister for slippers and scones.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Now I'm loving The Masked Singer on Channel 10. And I especially love our man, Dave Hughesy Hughes. But some of his guesses, as we've spoken about over the years, have been ridiculous. What are some of his best?
Kylie Minogue, Oprah. Yes. Like, I mean...
What's the rock DJ?
Robbie Williams. I mean, no offence to Channel 10. Love them. But the budget probably doesn't stretch to that.
He's guessed Barack Obama, Oprah, Rihanna, Ed Sheeran, John Travolta, Shakira, Shania Twain.
Is he just taking the P155?
Well, last night, Coz, was his worst guess ever.
No.
Worse than any of those. This is Dave Hughesy Hughes on The Masked Singer last night.
Hughesy, who does it make you think of?
It's Meatloaf.
Is he dead?
He's dead.
He's dead.
Dead.
Oh, my God. He's dead.
Oh, he gets the boo from the crowd.
You didn't know Meatloaf was dead? That was a really sad day for me.
If you don't think Meatloaf is eternal, I want you to leave this auditorium.
Good day.
Wow.
Oh, he's guessing dead people now.
And funnily enough, that was his best guess
yet. That was his best guess yet. He still thinks it might be Meatloaf. Anyway, he reckons Elvis will win the whole competition.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
The 100 with Andy Lee is back tonight after the block on Channel 9. You do not want to miss this. And the man himself joins us right now. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are very, very well. Hey, before we get down to the 100, which we will in just a moment, you have just had a spectacular holiday overseas.
Oh, wow.
My wife and I were getting FOMO watching the respective Instagram pages, you and your lovely partner, Beck. But I must admit, I was looking at those pictures on Instagram, thinking to myself, there you are on the Greek islands, all manner of incredibly romantic locations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she spend that entire holiday waiting for you to reach into your pocket and pull out a ring and propose?
Well, I did, and she never did propose, which is very disappointing. I'm a modern man, you know.
Yeah.
No, she didn't, because we actually went to celebrate one of her friend's birthdays. So it was seven gay guys, myself and Beck, and I saw a very different side of Beck and Oz. I considered changing teams at one point. They were having so much fun, but I've never been to more drag shows. And also, they go late and long. It was incredible, the stamina of these guys. So, yeah, I tapped out a few times, but they went through till 9 a.m. or 7 a.m. four days in a row.
What?
I took one night off, but, yeah, I don't think Beck remembers most of the trip, so she doesn't worry about the old proposal thing.
How'd you go, Andy, when your friends have a birthday party or whatever and then you find out it's, like, interstate or overseas or at an exotic location, were you like, oh, God. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, sweet.
Well, I mean, because we haven't been able to travel for 3 years, it got me at a bad time, you know. I was certainly like, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was bloody expensive.
Yeah.
And that's what Beck said about going to Mykonos. She goes, I don't think I'll go back there.
And then when you got back, I noticed the first thing you did when you got back was you went to a wedding.
Yeah.
The captain of the Australian
cricket. I feel like you've really stalked Andy on the side.
Yeah. Well, no,
everyone's welcome to. That's what Instagram's for. Hey, Andy Tom Lee, there you go.
Get involved. It's a strong Instagram page. And I was very excited because he was at the wedding of the captain of the Australian cricket team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that brings
me
joy.
I was excited as well. It was funny because Becky Boston, who is now Becky Cummins, Paddy's wife, she's from overseas. And so there was a lot of Brits over, and we're getting to meet her side of the family. And her brother came up to me and said, "And how do you know Pat?" And all I could think of in my head was, "I'm a big fan." It's like I'd won some contest to be at the wedding.
Oh, that's great. All right, well, we do have you on to talk about the 100, so we should let you give your show a plug.
Either way.
Yeah, or just to talk about your holidays. The weddings you've been to. What's on this episode?
Well, I mean, tonight we've got Tom Gleeson, Sophie Monk, and look, I'd like to offer this to all of you. We've got a new segment that you can come on and if you'd like. It's called Couples Court, where if you're still in a disagreement with your partner and both of you think you're in the right, come on, tell it, and then 100 of Australians decide who's in the right. And so that has been a lot of fun that starts this evening.
Andy, that is a spin-off. That's a whole show on its own, I'll tell you
what. Exactly.
We might steal that concept and turn it into a segment we play at 7:20 every morning.
Absolutely. I'd like that, as long as you acknowledge that the 100's on Tuesday nights. Yep. We can do that for sure.
Done. Indeed. And your regular panellist, Mike Goldstein, I did a gig with him on Saturday night, Andy Lee, and he absolutely tore the room apart. He was hilarious.
Oh, so he saved all his good jokes for that.
Which
is why Limo hated going on after him.
Oh, I did have to follow him too. He was very good.
Mike's on fire this year. I don't know what's happened, he's in really good form.
He knows his way around a joke. There's no doubt about that. The 100 with Andy Lee is back on Channel 9 tonight after the block. Thank you, mate.
On your legend.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I know you're hurting
feels like you're learning. It was 2008 when I found myself a contestant on Channel 10's The Biggest Loser. I was gone for 4.5 months on that show, and during that time I lost 52 kilos. That's a lot of weight. It's pretty much what my wife weighed, so I went on the show and lost my wife. That's what I used to say. And the other thing was, when I got out of the show, she fell pregnant the night before I left. So when I came out, she was 4.5 months pregnant.
I thought you meant the night before you got back. I'm like, hey,
there's still a lot of questions, don't worry. I just like to think it was the night before we left. Yeah. It does look like Tomo, though. I don't know. But anyway. So when I came out, she put on a lot of weight, which is fair enough. She's 4.5 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah. It's to be expected.
Yeah. So. Anyway, I've decided I'm going to go back onto a diet as of yesterday. Because I've put all that weight back on. Right. All 52.
Oh, you found your 52. Well, yeah.
In fact, I bloody weighed myself. I'm 0.5 kilo heavier as of yesterday than I was when I went on Biggest Loser.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
So what's your, are you sharing your...
You should never ask a man his weight.
I know, I don't want
to... 141 and a half.
What?
Yeah.
Are you really?
That's naked too.
I was going to say you hide it well. I wouldn't have put you at 141.
Most of it's in my cheeks. Anyway, I told the producers that, and both the producers here at SAFM went, started on the weight. Here's how it all come to be. I was flicking through my camera roll on my phone. And we're going back. If you haven't done this with your kids, do it, because it's so much fun. Flick back like years and years ago and then just find a spot and look at all your photos you took. And I was laying on the couch with Charlie Rose, my 13-year-old, and we were looking at photos from years ago. And I come across one of me standing in front of my fish tank. I've got a fish tank in my house and I really love it. And I said to her, because it was from about 4 years ago, like the fish when I bought them were really small. And I said to her, oh my gosh, Chucky, look how small the fish were. And she goes, you're a lot smaller too.
Oh, bang.
Yeah, anyway. So then I stopped eating. No. So anyhow, I'm on a diet. And guess what I've even done?
What have you done?
I've booked a personal trainer.
Yeah!
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So how many times a week will you be ignoring those appointments?
Well, I've just booked in for Mondays at this stage.
Right.
I don't want to overdo it. And so my first personal training session was last night. So yesterday I ate so healthy. You would have seen in here, avocado on toast in the morning.
Yes.
I had a salad.
Oh my
god.
You tease me when I order salads.
I know. I didn't realize how much fun it was. And then,
what sort of salad did you have?
It was chicken, tomato, lettuce,
hamburger, more mayonnaise.
A bun on either side.
Ice cream.
You have no idea how many drive-thrus I went to find that salad. And then for dinner, the family had spaghetti bolognese, right? With like pasta, obviously.
Nice.
And Sam served me up mine. With the spotty, like the bolognese meat stuff, whatever that sauce is, on broccoli and cauliflower instead of the pasta.
No pasta.
No carbs for the sea dog.
Right. Did you enjoy that?
I think the kids look like they have more fun than I was. Yeah.
So what's triggered? Why did you draw the line in the sand?
I think just because it's like 140 is a lot of weight to lug around.
It is a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So what's your goal here?
To not die, pretty much. in the next bit. But the funny thing with the personal trainer, right? So I'm like, okay, my personal trainer. I don't even have sand shoes, like sneakers. So I said to Sam, oh no, I'm going to have to go in these things. What would you describe that shoe?
They're kind of like casual trainers.
Casual walking sort of shoe.
No. And then guess what happened at like 2 o'clock?
What?
Trainer pulled out. Gold.
Uh-huh. Are you trainer pulled out of your first session?
Yeah, I was meant to go at 7 o'clock. So do you know what I did instead?
Did they Google you?
they just went, I cannot. I cannot.
Challenge declined.
No, instead of doing that, I laid on the couch and watched a National Geographic documentary with Matilda about lions.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So you would have dropped a few hundred calories doing that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So the good news is day one of the diet is done. Now, I'll say this to anyone else that's listening right now. Let me be your motivation.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's going to last, but one day down.
Oh, what about beer?
I'm not going to drink to a showdown.
Which is on Saturday.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's National Teller Joke Day. No, seriously.
Yeah, it's the National Joke Day. So let's get involved on 13 10 60. Call now and share a joke with us. Share your favourite joke. And we've got an essay of M. Woody here to give away to our favourite caller today.
It's sort of where radio all started, wasn't it? I remember when I first started on SAFM, there was like joke of the week and joke of the day and whatever.
I admit, when I was a kid, jokes were such a big part of my upbringing. Yes. Like at the footy club on a Saturday night, joke telling just happened everywhere at the footy club. And I remembered all the jokes back then. Right. And now I have a brain like a sieve.
Now it's your job to tell jokes.
Yes, that's right.
I'm a bit stuck because 90% of my humour is a bit dirty, but I like this one. It's an old one.
Yeah.
Fluffy Duck walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Hey, we got a drink named after you." And he goes, "What, Brian?"
Very good.
Wow.
Good. I initially heard that joke about a grasshopper. Grasshopper walks into a bar with a drink known after you.
Oh, okay.
Kevin.
I guess there's many different ways we could reshape that joke.
Cozzy, do you want to do your version of that joke?
No, I don't particularly like jokes, but I've got one about this bull walks into the bar. No, he doesn't really. Can't I play along with your? How do you stop a bull from charging?
I don't know, Coz. How do you stop a bull from charging?
Cancel his credit card.
Yes!
I don't know. Limo passed me that one to read.
What about this one? What do you call a fish with no eyes?
What?
Fush.
That's good.
That's good.
All right, let's have a laugh because it's National Joke Day today.
What about, what did the yoga instructor say when her landlord tried to evict her? Namaste.
Oh, wow. Our competitors would be loving this right now.
David in Morford Vale, what have you got for us, mate?
Yeah. Okay, so why shouldn't you fart in an Apple store?
Why shouldn't you
fart?
Oh, in an Apple store? Why?
Yeah, because they don't have Windows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's good, David. Thanks, mate.
That's a nerd joke, good David. Love it.
Let's go to Seton. Michelle, hit us with your gag.
What's the difference between an elephant's backside and a mailbox?
I don't know, Michelle. What is the difference between an elephant's backside and a mailbox?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to trust you to post a letter for me.
Oh, good gear. Okay. I like it. Well done.
Can I just read out a meme which I think's a joke, which might not be a joke?
Please.
After my prostate exam, the doctor left and then the nurse walked in. As she shut the door, she whispered three words that no man wants to hear. Who was that?
Right. Beck, do you have another one for us quickly?
What did the policeman say to his belly button?
I don't know. What did the policeman say to his belly button?
You're under a vest.
Oh, that's good. Good on you, Beck.
I love it. Now, my son, my six-year-old son, Laddie, sent through a joke for National Teller Joke. That's his favourite.
So, once upon a time, there was a chicken. The chicken went to a library and the chicken went, book, and the library man gave the chicken a book, and the chicken went away. And on the next day, the chicken came back to the library again, and then the chicken went, book, and the library man gave the chicken a book, and then started to go away. On the next day, the chicken went, book, and the library man gave the chicken a book, went away. And the library man, this is interesting. How is the chicken coming back? I think I will follow him. So the library man followed the chicken, and the chicken gave the book to the frog, and the frog went, wet it.
I just imagine him telling that joke at kindergarten.
Yes.
Holding onto an empty toilet roll in front of all the kids.
Standing on a milk crate. Claire in Aberfoyle Park. What's your joke, Claire?
What do you call a Woolworths supermarket that's burnt down?
I don't know. What do you call a Woolworths supermarket that's burnt down?
Coles.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, nice. Well done.
Oh, like okay, let's go to Hope Valley. Sam's out there. Sam, what's your best joke?
What's a pirate's favourite letter?
Oh.
Everybody thinks it's the R, but it's actually the C.
Oh, the C! Yes, well done, Sam.
Yeah, that was a clever one.
Ready for the ready for the comeback. All right.
Okay, Jody in Adelaide, what's your joke?
What do you call a chicken with a piece of lettuce in its eye?
What do you call a chicken with a piece of lettuce in its eye?
Chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's good, Jody.
I love it.
Oh, let's let the kids have a go. Bella's 13 years old. She goes to Xavier College out there near Gawler. How are you, Bella?
I'm good. How are you?
Have you got a joke for a sweetheart?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
What happens when you cross an angry sheep and an angry cow?
I don't know. What does happen when you cross an angry sheep and an angry cow?
You get two animals in a bad mood.
Well done, well done. See, hey, did you hear about the skeleton that walked into the bar?
I haven't heard about the skeleton that walked into the bar.
Skeleton walked into a bar and said to the barman, can I have a schooner of beer, please? Oh, and you better get me a mop with that. You found any more?
Yeah, I've
over
got
there?
Another one. I told my doctor that I broke my arm in two places. He told me to stop going to those places.
Hey!
It's good stuff.
Okay, let's let the kids have a go. Layla's 8 years old from St. Aloysius College. Tell us your joke, bud.
Why did the invisible man cross the road?
I don't know, Layla. Why did the invisible man cross the road?
Because he couldn't see himself doing it.
Very nice.
Well done, buddy. That's very funny.
Well done.
Okay, Casey in Salisbury East, what's your gag?
What do you call a cow with no legs?
I don't know. What do you call a cow with no legs, Casey?
Ground beef.
Oh, yes.
Ground beef.
That's a good one.
Very good. Keep the jokes coming today on 13 1060 and tell them all day because it is National Teller Joke Day. Cos, one for you.
What do you got?
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Well, because they use honeycombs.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is your new fringe show.
You've been writing these down.
He's written them down. He's got next year's fringe show. Crowdsourced.
Right. Last one. Let's go out on a high. Who's got a last one?
Let's go to Olivia in Ross Trevor.
Good save, because I didn't have one.
Olivia in Ross Trevor, while Beck's finding a joke here. What have you got for us?
Hi, good morning, guys. My joke is, what did the llama say when he was asked to leave the village?
What did the llama say when he was asked to leave the village?
I'll pack him a bag.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Well done, Olivia. Thank you.
This is my step ladder. Right. I never knew my real ladder.
That's good.
Yes. 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 Back, Cozzy and Lima.
SAFM.